At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields, The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. We also have the online Sound Treatment Center with many practitioners. We use a program that's way better quality than Zoom. Go to Sound Treatment Center to check out the practitioners and to book a session. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson. And here's our events that are coming up at the Institute. First of all, my new book, Sound Loving Relationships, is out. You can go to soundlovingrelationships.com. It's all about being whole in your own heart open. We also have our online Sound Treatment Center, where you can get one-on-one treatments at soundtreatmentcenter.com. We also, tomorrow, have our open house and free sound healing workshop, and that's tomorrow, Sunday, March 2nd, 1 to 5 p.m. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we do many heart-opening meditations and put everybody on the sound table and the vest. We have an online version of that coming up Sunday, March 16th from 10 to 1 Pacific time. You can find that at soundhealingcenter.com/events. And then we also have our certificate program that just started here in person in Sausalito. You can still jump in. It's mostly Monday and Wednesday nights. And then half of the program is online, so you can start that part anytime. We also have our summer intensive coming up June 10th to the 20th in person. And again, half of it's online, so you can still start that, like even this week.
We also have the full program online, and it starts actually to this week on the 4th, I think it is. And you can, it works really well online as well. We also have a recording program that just started. You could still jump in. That's on Tuesdays, 12 to 2. It's all about how to do recording, mixing, and producing. And then we have our voice analysis software training for when you buy the software, which is on sale. We're having a big sale right now and through Monday. And it's $800 instead of $888. And it's all about finding the notes that are missing in a person that correspond to specific issues and physically and emotionally. And you can totally do this online, on the phone, as a practice. And you can get a treatment to check it out for $85. Go to voiceanalysisharmony.com and check it out. That's coming up. Training is coming up March 30th. Okay, that's it. So today, what we're going over is intention. A lot of people, including Jonathan Goldman, talk about how important intention is when you're actually working with the sound and the music. And it really is the number one. As I always say, when doing a treatment or an actual sound bath, the energy you bring to it is the whole deal. Now, it's interesting. Some people are just peaceful. Some people are actually bringing in light. Let me put it this way. I've been to sound baths where they're like cool and maybe even annoying here and there. And I've been to other sound baths where the whole room turns into white light and it's just unbelievable energy. People are bawling on the floor. And there's people's diseases go away. It's incredible. So really, the whole difference is, what is the difference between a normal sound bath and one that lights people up like Christmas trees? Right. Well, here's the basic difference. The basic difference is whether you've got a peaceful vibe or focus. Let me give you an example of what I've seen and people doing sound baths that aren't focused, where there's not a peaceful vibe. It's kind of like this. See, they're kind of scattered. They're not really focused on even the sound, which is quite different than this. Listen and watch. It's just being present in the moment with the sound, really listening and being present in the moment. That's really basic. I mean, I had this one woman who did a sound bath and she went, she was doing was so slow that you immediately drop into that slow energy. That's probably the main thing, is slow movement. It's very slow movement. And you can hear it in, even if you're not watching them, you can actually hear it in the tempo at which they hit the instrument or play the instrument. It's just a really slow tempo, of course, is much, much more peaceful. Now, we actually talk about all different levels of vibration, where we can actually work at the frequency level and choose the right frequency of an instrument or a tuning fork or a concert pitch if we're actually using a song or music, so it's tuned to a certain frequency. that is the base frequency, and 432 is what a lot of people are using these days. But you can also focus on timbre, which is a combination of frequencies, which are really just instruments. So the instruments you use are really important and cool. And the tonality of your voice, that's timbre as well. And then the musical interval relationships. If you're putting together a whole bowl set, you want it to actually have a sweet chord, or you can actually have two bowls that create a dissonant chord or a binaural beat, which can entrain that person into a brainwave state. So we're working at the musical interval and chord level as well. But then there's the music level, where we're actually looking at the flow of the music over time and how smooth that flow is, especially the way it builds up in its dynamics and the way it breaks down dynamically. When you actually create a smooth flow, then it's going to be much more, it's going to train people into that flow and bring them either to a really activated state or really calm state, or you can just go activated and then go calm. Right. But really, the energy is the whole deal. And the main thing is to be able to hold the focus with the intention with 100% focus. So to not lose track, to not actually be thinking about anything else, it's like you're in a trance holding that intention with 100% focus. Now, there's some people that don't really worry about holding an intention because they're already in that energy. They even live in that higher energy. As this one guy told me, he said, "I don't invite people into a sacred space because my space is already sacred." It's kind of the same way with your own being. If you're living in a sacred space day to day, then you simply bring that energy forward, and then it's even more powerful. But as I always say, spirit's not very far from the surface in anybody. So anybody can access these higher states really easily. The interesting thing, though, is that you can do multiple levels of intention based on the hierarchy, which is frequencies, timbres, intervals, and music. So you could actually do an intention that is one frequency, like hold the energy of love, and we'll practice that in just a little bit. Or you could do a combination of frequencies, which is a timbre and a musical interval relationship. So you could do love, wisdom. Or you could do a flowing intention where you're bringing in energy from the earth up out the heart and from source down through the crown out the heart. So there's this flow you're visualizing for yourself or the whole planet. So I find it's really cool when working with intentions to actually make it a global intention as opposed to a personal. Some people say, okay, we're just going to heal everybody's heart here in the room. Right? Well, let's heal every heart on the planet. Why? No use fooling around. Let's go for it, right? So, okay. So what I want to do is I'm going to play some bowls and different instruments here with different intentions, and I'm going to tell you the intention at first and see if you notice the difference between different intentions. And then later what we're going to do is we're actually going to do some intentions without telling you and let you guess. Okay, so I'm just going to start with peace first. The energy of peace and slow tempo, okay? Notice my energy.
Thank you.
find it really helpful to actually breathe along with the rhythm of the bowl, which if you heard is really slow, and to actually and bring in that breath, a really slow breath, to be able to to really do the intention of peace. Okay, now see if you can tell the difference with this one. I'm going to do just the energy of love. Okay, I'm going to do a little different bowl that's a little closer to love as well. Okay, so here's the energy of love I'm going to hold. Do love wisdom. That's the tricky one. We're going to do two things at once. So love and wisdom at the same time. Okay. Is an interesting frequency to hold. Sometimes love is a higher frequency for it, and wisdom is a lower frequency. Cool. Okay, now let me do a drum, and I'm gonna clear stuck energy. Okay, of course, this is quite different than what we just did. Okay, clearing stuck energy. Stuff. Right? Cool. Now, you can also call in some beings from higher beings. One of my most basic things I like to do is to call in my guides. So I'm going to call in my guides and see if you can notice the difference in the energy of the intention. See if you can notice the difference when I call in your guides. I'm going to call in your guides. Everybody that's listening's guides. Only for our highest good. More powerful, even for me, calling in everyone's guides. Okay. We can even get more specific. Let's call in Kuan Yin, the energy of compassion. Okay. I think this bowl is still the best one for it. Okay, here we go. Do a meditation for the planet. So I want to play this recording where I've got 30 people sending love and healing energy to the planet. So the intention is to heal the planet and everybody on it. Hold the intention and tone through the whole thing, any vowel, if you like. Enjoy. Now, let's pull in spirit from above as a flowing intention. So we're going to visualize energy of spirit coming in the crown, down through the body, out the heart. Okay? So this is a flowing intention of spirit. Okay? So visualize the energy coming in through the crown, down the spine, out the heart. Bring in universal love into the thymus, down into the heart. I visualize this flow of universal love. Universal love is like the core essence of love that you've ever felt in your life. So just bring in pure love into your thymus right here, right down into the heart. I had a psychic that told me that's where universal love comes in, although I think of it coming in through the crown sometimes as well. But I visualized for years universal love coming in the thymus into the heart until I could finally run it. Okay? So now run this energy of flow of universal love through the thymus into the heart. For me, calm. Okay, let's play with some other higher beings. Let's do the Hathors. Okay. The Hathors are often about the throat chakra because they work with sound. They come through Tom Kenyon's voice a lot. Hathors are beings from ancient Egypt who were out in society. They're all about love and light, and they're from another dimension, and they are totally love and light, and they work with the voice a lot. Okay? So we're going to bring in the Hathors and run their energy for whatever comes through. I want to listen to a song now where I held the intention of unconditional love through the whole song. And this is my song, Unconditional Love. So, if you will, if you like, hold the intention of unconditional love for yourself and all beings on the planet while listening to this song of unconditional love with 100% focus of intention. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Now let me work with Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel works with my third eye. Okay. And often things turn into white light. Okay, calling in Gabriel now. Okay. Now let's go to Source. We're going to bring in Source energy, the ideal. Now, I'm going to do an intention. Guess what I'm doing? Okay? Here we go. See what intention this is. Guess what intention I'm doing. Interesting. I actually started off with love, but then compassion came in for that one. It's really interesting. Let me do one more. as you do Babaji. Babaji is a really powerful energy. If you haven't seen Babaji, look him up on the internet. He's got a beautiful image. Sending love to everyone on the planet. Listen for their hearts responding. To any sound or music is the whole deal. Thank you. Take care.